Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover, and we're going to get started with Mesa.
At this point in my life, I just want to have fun. And I wanna be free spiritually. I have grown, and I know I have a long way to go. But what I do know right now is that God is amazing, and the universe is amazing, and there's so much out there for all of us. So we never have to worry and shed a tear. And I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
I am your daddy lover, and that was Mesa. Mesa, right here on Love Journey. I love me some Mesa. Ooh. All right, we're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power in my presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many, 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 many names. And on this line, we recognize it as God, the good, omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so today, family, we're going to take a breath. And as we invite the presence of divine love into this call this morning, inviting the presence of all that is, I want you to know, as we walk this journey, as we end the month of March, manifest March, as we end almost the coming of the last day of our Money Love Challenge, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for walking this journey with us. And in that gratitude, I just want you to move from your head and into your heart space, remembering there is power in the breath. And sometimes, family, we forget to breathe. We forget to breathe, family, because there is power in the breath. I want you to move into your heart right now, family. And in that heart space, I want you to remember to breathe deeply as we take our breath and become very intentional about breathing this morning. I want you to breathe into the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Breathe deep into the diaphragm, remembering to breathe into the heart. And I want you to just breathe together. Let's breathe. Be still. Know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Just breathe, friend. And let's take in another deep breath. Let's breathe, friend. Let's breathe. Be still. Know that I am, that I am God. Breathe, family, breathe. And last time, sometimes we forget to breathe, family. So in this right now moment, just breathe. Be still. Know that I am, that I am God. Breathe. And release right now, family, release. And as we invite the presence of Reverend Knight, calling forth the consciousness on this Good Friday, the resurrection of the consciousness of Christ in us, the prosperity consciousness, we welcome as we say the word of this prayer trip, the Reverend Ike.
Let's get rid of all the money hang-ups. I tell you how I want you to do this. I want you to get relaxed. Take about three good long breaths and stretch your feet out if you can. Now I want you to place your hands in an upward position on your lap. Just let them rest in an upward position. Somewhat slightly cupped. You see, like my cup runneth over. And just repeat this with me. Right here and right now.
Right here, right now.
I open my mind to all of the goodness of life.
I deserve it all.
God wants me to have all of the goodness of life. It is God's pleasure to give me all of the goodness of life.
God's pleasure to give me
all of the riches of life.
Health,
happiness, love.
Health, happiness,
success, prosperity, and money.
Success, prosperity,
I totally open my mind to the flow.
I totally open my mind to the flow.
With no reservation.
With no reservation.
I opened my mind to money.
I opened my mind.
The being, doing, having power of the mind.
The being, doing, having power.
The being,
of
doing,
the mind.
Having power of God in me.
The being, doing, have the power of
this
the God.
This is real money.
This
is the money that becomes every form of money.
This is the money that becomes every form
that I need and want.
That I need and want.
And now we're going to go into a visualization for a moment, so I just want you to close your two outer eyes. Tilt your chin slightly upward. And look through the third eye, the eye of God in you. And repeat this visualization prayer treatment with me. I now enter into the theater of my mind.
I now enter into the theater of my mind.
And I see myself.
And I see myself.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as a healthy person.
I see myself,
I see myself as a happy person.
I see myself,
I see myself as a loving person.
I see myself,
I see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous person.
I see myself as a successful,
I see and feel myself as a person who has a lot of money.
I see and feel myself as a person who has lots of money.
I see that I have all of the money that I need for every good cause.
I see that I have all the money I need for every good cause.
I see myself with stocks and bonds.
I see myself with
certificates of deposit.
A
big investment portfolio.
A big
I see myself
portfolio.
Having money making money.
I see myself having
money
making money.
Money making money. It feels wonderful.
It
feels good.
Wonderful.
I see and feel myself enjoying the goodness of money.
See and feel myself enjoying
thank you, God, in me.
Money. Thank you, God,
for money and all of the goodness of life.
And all the goodness
now open your eyes slowly. Come back. And in closing, I say health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity, and a whole lot of money go with you. Amen.
Go with you. Amen. Wow. Thank you, God.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Oh, thank you, God. Amen. Father, Mother, God of this great universe, we just say thank you, God. Thank you for this opportunity to share in this one mind, one spirit, to come together, God, to resurrect the consciousness of Christ in us this weekend, God, as we come into the knowing of who and whose we are, God, knowing that we are the miracle and everything that happens in life is a miracle, and miracles happen every day. We give thanks, Holy Spirit, for the miracle called us. We thank you for our finances, our money substance, and all that is this morning, God. And I send a special prayer around our beautiful sister Zakia and her family as we ask you, Holy Spirit, to keep them in the palm of your hand, Holy Spirit, as we ask you to comfort them through their process, God. And Father God, I ask you to take Brenton and all of his family and friends to bless his brother as he was sent home to yesterday with hospice to manage his transition. And God, we know that you have the last word, and we know that you are the master physician, God. And so in this right now moment, God, I ask you to manage and bless his body right now, God. And whatever your will be, God, let it be not so much pain in his body, God, as his transition is happening, God, with his hospice care. We give thanks for his life on the planet, God, and we ask you to manage to and comfort the family as they transition to prepare themselves to physically release his brother. We give thanks, knowing that you are always there and that you will never leave nor forsake us. In the mighty consciousness of all that is love, we release this prayer into the universe, knowing that not word, one word will ever be returned void, God. You said in your word you will hear me even before I call, God. I give thanks. Amen. 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 Amen, God. Good morning, family. You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover. We're going to play Joshua Rogers, and then we're going to invite Khadija early in the show, because we're going to finish out with a heart meditation. This is Joshua Rogers, right here on the Love Journey.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. Bring life within us, send a refreshing, Lord, saturate our hearts, send rain, oh, breathe, oh, shower down, anybody needing a shower?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You've tuned in to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And I am your daily love, and that was Joshua Rogers. Rain on us right here on The Love Journey. I'm inviting Khadija Ali in early because we're going to finish out the heart. We're going to be able to come back if we like to listen to this meditation tonight to really tune in and how to hear our heart. Yes. Good morning, Khadija.
Good morning, lady love.
Good morning, beautiful.
Happy Friday. Today is Good Friday. I want to say bless. Happy Good Friday to all of my Christian brothers and sisters as we move into Easter weekend and Money Love Challenge. We're wrapping it up. Today is day 20. And today we are going to remember this one phrase as we go out in our day, about our day, to circulate. Family, I want you to remember, as you remove the money from your wallet and you exchange for goods and services, there's more where that came from. So that is our challenge today, is as we move about trading or being involved in commerce, exchanging money for goods, products, services. Remember, there's more where that came from. If it's a dollar or whether it's $100, there's more where that came from. And that is our challenge today. That is our challenge. So I want to thank you. Thank everybody for riding with me, with us, in this challenge for this past 20 days. We're right around the corner for completion. And with that, I'm complete, Janine. Thank you so much. And have a blessed day, everyone.
Thank you. I'm so excited on this Money Love Challenge because it's been amazing to take this ride to even develop more of a relationship with my money. I mean, just to be more intentional, conscious, just being, when I put my money in my wallet, to make sure the money is perfectly, you know, in there and it's all, you know, in the same direction and orderly and to love it and to be in relationship with that frequency of money and energy of money and just to attract and magnetize and being able to see myself this month of March, visualizing myself being successful and hearing Reverend Ike's words. And it's been a great month for me, and you've been very instrumental of hearing your words to remind us that we already are enough. Whenever I think of you and I think of your words, each time you share the Money Love Challenge, I always remember this, your voice in my head, we're already enough. We already have more than enough. Thank you so much, Khadija Ali. This is Khadija Ali. She is a grief counselor, a coach, and mother, and one of the most phenomenal networkers, and just an amazing spirit on the line. And if you ever want to contact her for any reason, how can they contact you, Khadija Ali?
Well, two ways I'm going to give today. Of course, my number, 301-659-9942. But also, go to our website, hopeforwidows.org, and you can also contact me there. We have a form where you can fill out and send in any question, any help, if you are experiencing grief, or if you know someone who's experiencing grief and you want to find resources for them, please go to our website, hopeforwidows.org, and go fill out our contact form, and we will do our absolute best to point you in the right direction for any kind of resources in your local community. And with that, I'm complete. Those are two ways you can get me. Thank you so much, Janine.
Thank you. All right. Good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to Love Journey, your love experience with Janine Ann Ingram. And I am your daily lover. You've heard Mesa. You heard Joshua Rogers. You heard the sounds of Reverend Ike and Khadija Ali. And today we're back finishing up what we talked about yesterday, and that is the heart. The heart. You know, the more I study breath and the more I study the heart and the more I learn, I'm going to tell you, I subscribe. Well, actually, Brenton gave me a gift call, Gaia. And I subscribe to their channel, and it's just so much information about the universe that it is so amazing that it brings tears to my eyes sometimes to just to think that I had this knowledge on God when I started to lie, thinking, oh, I got the goods on God, and yeah, I know how to do this thing called life with these spiritual tools. Reverend Ike, Dr. Johnny Coleman, and Catherine Ponder prepared me. Yes, they was only scratching the surface. I don't even know if they even scratched the surface. Because when I see how powerful the water is, I mean, just watching The Secret of Water. I wanted just everybody to go and get it, if you don't do nothing else, and just watch The Secret of Water. And how fascinating water holds information in whatever the water we drink. We take in the information that the water has into our body. And how powerful, water is so powerful that it can cleanse itself if we didn't do all the stuff we did to water. It can cleanse its own stuff. Water is the only element in the universe that was not created. It was already here. It can take on different elements, and I was supposed to be talking about the heart, but I just wanted to tell you, that water, you got to watch. Because what you find, well, what I found, I don't know, is just how fascinating. And I don't care how you call God. But for the sake of the word God, just so you know the energy I'm talking about, it is amazing, just simply amazing. Spirit is amazing. And that everything that ever exists first started in water. That was an interesting concept. But that's a conversation for another day. That you can tell your speak your dreams into the water. And the water hears it and amplifies and cleanses and renews and sends you back exactly what you ask. It's so powerful, God. It's so amazing. It brings tears to my eyes. Which brings me to the point of our conversation today is about the heart. You see, the heart is the first fully developed organ in the body. Over 5,000 times more magnetic than the brain. And sometimes I weep in gratitude from my heart. Sometimes I just place my hand over my heart and just say, thank you, Lord, for your power, your presence, the work that you do in my body. Thank you for my physical a spiritual heart. And when you think about how the researchers have found that how our heart is superly more and electrical than the brain. 5,000 more powerful magnetically than the brain. The heart really runs the show in a lot of ways. I'm not saying it's the most important in the body, but it has a very interesting role, the intelligence of the heart.
someone you think about. The abundance that is in our hearts, the amount of prosperity within your abundance and awareness is right there in our heart, and we miss it because we stay so heady. The brain has focused, the heart has purposed. The process of the heart is to exert in order to give, then relax in order to receive back. Do you know it's the only organ in the body that has a giver and a receptivity, receiving, that it has the opportunity to give and receive? The heart, unlike the brain, has immeasurable qualities. See, the heart is devoted to the spirit and the soul. See, a flashlight without a battery is like the DNA of your genealogy and your physical body. The battery that directs how much light is in this physical mechanism is in your spirit, or what is commonly known as consciousness. The power that causes everything to actually work together is the electricity flowing through the system. The electricity is the soul. Our heart relates to this above all else. Now I don't want to get all scientific because I can, you know, read all these scientific books. I know I probably can. They're like, what is Janine talking about? The thymus gland is what they call the pacesetter of the heart. It has a direct connection to the soul. Today, I just want us to really focus in on the power of the heart. Yesterday, we talked about how to heal our heart. We talked about the power and the benefit that happens when we become less heady and move into a heart. I've seen people lose weight, better relationships, promotions, businesses started, fears conquered, love found, just because they moved from their head into their heart. People say, I have a hard time telling the difference between my head and my heart. See, following your heart is not a cheesy Disney thing that doesn't work in the real world. The good news is you can talk and listen to your heart. No, we ain't got to drink green juices, even though green juices is phenomenal for the body, or go gluten-free. All of those things makes us feel better. But we don't have to do that to listen to the heart. Maybe your heart will tell you to drink some green juice, huh? But at this point, it's not relevant to listening to the heart. And this is why. See, the truth is you are a divine being. And you come from a divine place. And that place communicates with you through your heart. Inspiration. Inspired. Our heart is where we feel, where we feel inspiration. And inspiration is another word, a Latin root of inspired breath, to breathe. It's funny how all this connect, breath, heart, water. It's powerful when we tune into our heart. See, following our heart is following that still, calm, silent, beautiful, amazing voice of the Most High that's inside. See, it's usually in the area that the Holy Spirit speaks to you. It's our wiser self. It's the higher self. It's our intuition. It's our consciousness. It's whatever we like to call the word. It doesn't really matter because, like Jay-Z says in 444, it's just energy. It's all energy, and energy is in our heart. But there's an experience of wisdom inside you, right there in your heart. And we're so used to being so heady about everything. Most of us stay in our mind, in our thoughts. We're trained to think in our thoughts, to think logical. You see, but the problem a lot of times is the wisdom of the heart is linked with divine wisdom, and divine wisdom is not logical. Divine wisdom is not something that is logical, family. Divine wisdom is something that's illogical and outside of the normal realms of time and space. So when you tap in to running and listening to your heart, then we start to dwell in a different realm. We start to dwell in the realm of consciousness of God. A lot of times when we start to dwell in that space, it takes faith because it's not knowing the next step. It's really risking and taking risk and seeing the fruit of our labor afterwards, because it's making us come outside of our own comfort zone to really give you an experience of your heart. You got to sit with your heart, with your inner wisdom. But we have to distinguish between our head and our heart. And see, I know that we've become afraid to move or allow ourselves to move in our heart direction because we have a misconception of what it means to be in the heart when we start feeling that feeling of what we call in love with someone. And we think it's our heart because we feel this emotion that comes up in all these desires that we wanted. And what happens is this person becomes a center of our attention, and then we become what we call codependent, or what we call attached. And then when we become those things, it becomes no longer love, because love is free. Love is free. Love is free and allowing and beautiful. Then you say, what's that feeling I feel inside? Oh, yeah, it started out as love, but then because it felt so good, you wanted to control it and you wanted to manipulate it and you wanted to hold on to it and you became attached, and then you lost the idea of love because now you want to control, manipulate, and make it what you want to make it, but that's not love. You see, that's not the heart. Even though we're feeling some kind of feelings and the chemical soup is moving through and we're feeling this attachment, but the beautiful thing about the experience is that we get to experience what it feels like when we're in oneness. That bliss we feel, that blissful feeling, is the feeling of oneness with the universe. And it's so amazing how God allows us to feel those excerpts of those things so we'll know what to look for or feel when we're following or in oneness with the presence. You see, so many of us are afraid to listen to our heart. And what I love about my coaching practice is the transformation of teaching people to move from their head into their heart and really begin to let their soul, let their heart speak to them, and allow the presence of that passion to move through every cell in their body. Because what is our passion? What is the dreams? What is our desires? That's all spirit saying, tapping at our door of our heart. And it's tapping, and it's getting louder and louder, and it's saying, I just want to manifest myself through you. I just want you to get out your head space and let me move through you. Will you say yes? Will you say yes to the sacred yes of your life? Will you say yes to the manifestation of the consciousness of all that God wants to use you for? But most of us get caught up in our head. because it's easier to live in the security of logic than the unfamiliar of the illogical. Woo! That's tweetable. That just came out somewhere. You see, Jesus told us what? That the kingdom of heaven is within us. There's a book out, and it's called I Am Word. And I remember this book. I saw this book inside of a bookstore that was closed one day. What was interesting about this book, it caught my attention. Well, it was this beautiful structure of a bookstore. It just made like almost like a ship, a spaceship or something. And I was like, wow, I can't wait to go in here to this bookstore. And it was closed, but it's all windows. And this book is in, like, in one of these spaces. And I said, wow, that's an interesting book. And it's just plain, it says, I Am the Word. It's by Paul Selig. And then I see this book again, and then I meet a lady. So a lady asked me to come to her daughter's graduation. We weren't friends that much, but, you know, her daughter sang at our event a couple of times. So I come to her daughter's graduation. She sits me next to a lady, and we end up getting in the car together. And in her trunk, she had a case of these books. I was like, wow, I just saw this book, like, several times. And she was telling me how much she loved the book, that she bought the book for several people and anybody who wanted to buy it, and that she was friends with the author. I was like, oh. So she ended up giving me the book. And it's a channel book, a book that channels spirit. One of the questions that's asked is, where, it's on page 25, where is spirit located in our body? Where is the consciousness of God located in our body? And guess what the channel energy says? It's in the heart. I was like, wow. It's in the heart. Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is within. The word says, as a man thinketh in his heart, see, we don't need permission from anybody else to follow our heart and live our dreams and to live our purpose. There's no better time than to do it right now, sadly. The thing about following our heart is that it takes courage. And remember, we talked about that yesterday. What is courage? Did you know the French word C-O-U-R? If we look up courage, the root word is C-O-U-R, which comes from the French language. And core, C-O-U-R, means heart. C-O-U-R, core, means heart in the French language. So courage is what? Action. So if you look up the root word of courage, C-O-U-R, in the French language, it means the heart. So the wisdom of the heart in action. It's the wisdom of the heart in action. So when you follow your heart, it requires us to have courage because it scares the brain. Did you know that following your heart scares the brain? Unless we're in mortal danger, fear is a compass showing you where to go. So when you're scared to take that next step, when you feel stuck and you just know that you got to leave that relationship, or you just need to say I love you, or you need to quit that job, or you need to start your own business, or write that blog, or really go to the gym, or whatever that next step that you feel stuck, that's a survival pattern. And when you're running on survival pattern, just know that that's fear in the brain, and the brain is scared to take that next step because the brain thinks you're going to die. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to die. But today, I want you to take some sacred time where you can spend tapping into your heart. Because when you do, amazing, miraculous synchronicities start to show up. There's not really nothing other than miracles, because miracles are everyday life. Miracles are everyday, right? When miracles and synchronicity shows up and you feel like you're in that flow, that's the natural state. That's the state we should be living in. When we read the Hindi Bible, the first thing it tells us is that out of abundance we came, out of abundance we shall remain. In abundance is in our heart. Did you know the Latin death word prosperity means to be in the flow? To be in the flow. Prosperity is just being in the flow. And how do we get in the flow? We are in the flow when we're living in our heart space. We disconnect from spirit when we stay in our head too long, thinking that we know the answers, thinking that we know how to think. Sometimes it's just simply let go and let the heart do what it do. That's scary. I can tell you, I know it's scary. And so today, the reason why I chose for us to do this today is because I want you to be able to come back all weekend and be able to hear your heart. I know some of you say, if I follow my heart and it doesn't work, I know some of you feel like, some people even told me that they learned that you're supposed to guard your heart. But you know what that really means? Why would something so powerful as the heart, that frequency of the heart is love, and nothing is higher than the vibration of love, because love is the highest vibratory energy on the planet. And it needs no protection, because nothing can come in the vibration of love but love. I can't be in the vibration of love and tune into fear. If I went to a radio station and wanted to listen to V103 and I tune into V103, it's going to come V103, not 106. Why? Because I tuned in to 103, V103. Never could I be in the vibration of love and tune into fear. Only fear can tune into fear, and only love can tune into love. Let me say that again, family. Love needs no sense around it, because nothing can come into love space but love. You see, when I'm vibrating at the vibrational, energetic expression of love, nothing can come. If anything else shows up, that means something is going on in my vibration. If anything can get into the space other than love, that means I'm not vibrating that love. You see, I wish there was another word we could use, because we think of love as, girl, I was in love with that guy, and girl, he hurt my heart. But love can't hurt your heart, because true love knows this. If I'm in what we call love with you, and you so-called have a different direction, love says, you know what, I love you enough to allow you to be what you need to be. You may not be the one for me at this time, or maybe you're not the one that needs to be in my space at this time, and I love you enough to allow you to do what you need to do. It seems to be a different course that you want to go on. And I love you enough to allow you to do what you need to do for you, for your growth and your unfolding. I remember feeling that. I remember when I first felt that feeling, when I really told this guy that I loved him enough to allow him to be what he needed to be. And I was leaving him. I was leaving him. I love you.
And I loved him. I loved him. But before I got to that elevated space of love, I was in that love addiction energy, that chemical codependent feeling. But what that was showing me was that I needed to heal some spaces inside of me. And when I no longer needed him to show up a certain way, I knew I was doing my work. I knew that I was healing that space that he came to reflect as a mirror to me. And then it no longer became the addiction, the codependency, the attachment, the drama, and none of that. It became, oh, you have a different direction that you want to take, even though you don't know how to voice it and tell your truth. But your actions are speaking that this is not what you want, because I want to be in a monogamous relationship and you want to be in having this voracious appetite for many women, and that's okay. It's absolutely okay, because I love you enough to allow you to go do what you need to do, but it just won't be in my space, because I love me enough to let you go. I love you enough to allow you to be who you need to be. See, anything other than that wouldn't have been love. Because most of us want to change and control and manipulate and attach and want it to be what we want it to be. And it was the best thing ever happened to me, because it taught me how to love me. It taught me how to go inside of me and learn how to be in relationship with myself. And I hadn't even known what I know about the heart then. I was still thinking as a man thinking. I was sitting in Dr. Johnny Coleman church, I'll never forget, and Farrakhan was, I don't even know why, it was just such an illumined experience just for me. It was just an illumined experience just for me, because it wasn't anything that Farrakhan said particular, but it was the way everybody in the whole church was reciting the scripture with him, and only the person sitting next to me was the only person other than Farrakhan who went all the way into the scripture, because everybody always said, as a man think of. You don't really hear people say, as a man think of in the heart, because people stop right there because they think it's in the brain. But what that scripture was talking about is not in the brain. The scripture was talking about the heart. You see, and I got it right then and there. Something clicked inside of me. See, my girlfriend, she knows scripture. Like me, I'm not going to even tell you no lie. I don't know scripture like that. But she can tell, she can recite a scripture like nobody I know. She knows all the scriptures. Oof. And I used to think, oh, I wanted to be like her when I was growing up. She could recite scripture. She could pray. She could do all these things. And when she said it, I was like, wow, something clicked in my brain. It's not in the brain, it's in the heart. Manifestation comes from the heart. Because the language of the universe is vibration, and whatever we vibrate at, if I say I'm rich and I think I'm rich and I vibrate poor, I'm attracting poor, because the heart overrides everything, because it's 5,000 times more magnetic. 100,000 times more electrical. Interesting, when my mom passed away, I watched these movies and you see them put the thing on the thing, but I didn't even know that was electricity they was putting in the body until my mom passed away. And every time they kept putting that thing, those two things, and, you know, you see the body kind of do this movement, and it was, they were electrically charging the heart. I never even understood what that thing did. I just knew it'd do something to revive the people. But it was in that moment of my mother making her transition, and they were trying to revive her heart. They were putting electricity. And I started to think about, wow, this whole earth is a battery. We live inside of the battery and electrical and vibrational charges. Just think, if we can tune in to the right frequency, and the right frequency is the frequency of your own flow to vibrate and attract all the things we desire, if we can just move out all the conditioning and the veils that have conditioned us to think that we have to think things out and not feel our way through it and electrically move through life, and the power that is so powerful that if we got still and hear it, we can move through life with so much more ease and grace. Wow. So today, Dad, it's already 8 o'clock, and I don't want to go too much further. I want us to just get still if you can. I know some of you are at work. I know some of you are won't be able to really do the meditation. But maybe you can come back and distinguish between the heart. And so today, family, I pray as we finish this Money Love Challenge together that we continue to realize. I heard Dr. Venus Opal say this. She said in order to become a millionaire, we have to hear our heart. We got to clear our heart, cleanse our heart. So many of us got veils on veils, blocks on top of blocks on our heart that we can't hear it. I want you to hear your heart. It's interesting, Dr. Venus Opal, I never forget, that's the one thing that I always take away from her, listening to her speak, is that in order to be a millionaire, we had to cleanse our heart. She had to go clean her heart out. She had to remove all the stuff and junk that had clogged up her heart. It's funny how forgiveness is such a powerful way to manifest it. What are you holding on to, family? Speak to our hearts today. So, family, I just want to remind you that you are all that God is, and I pray that you can hear this today. If not, maybe you can come back tonight or tomorrow or Sunday night, whenever you get a chance to take time and know there's a difference between being in our head and honoring our heart. Would you say yes to the sacred yes? Would you allow the manifestation of God's spirit to move through you? And it only moves through our heart. It doesn't move through our head. So today, family, I bid you peace, love, joy, happiness on this resurrected weekend. May the consciousness of Christ resurrecting you, may the consciousness of all that is good resurrecting you this weekend, and may you know that you are enough. Let's listen to the heart there.
Welcome to Kip Heart Therapy. After working with thousands of people from all over the globe and hundreds of people one-on-one, I found that there is great wisdom that lives inside you. Have tremendous power within you. You may have looked for it everywhere else. But the truth is, the part of you that's been doing the looking is what you're looking for. And what you've been seeking is that connection to your own heart. I found that when you talk to your heart, it talks back. There's an emerging field called body intelligence. And this field shows us that we can talk to our body and our body will talk back. Close your eyes hands over your heart. Let's go on the journey to connect you back to that wise and profound part of you. So take a deep breath in. And hold the breath and squeeze the body tight. Tight, tight, tight. And see if you can feel your pulse. Keep your eyes closed. Squeeze. Slowly exhale. Take another deep breath in. And hold the breath and squeeze the body tight. And again, see if you can feel a pulse. Eyes closed. Your job is to silence your mind. You don't have to get this right. Remember that thinking happens in the head. Feeling and wisdom happens in the heart. Your heart is the center of love. Your heart is how the divine speaks to you. It is your best friend and your conscience. Your heart has been speaking to you for a while. And it's possible that up until now, you just haven't been listening. So we're going to drop you into your body and into your heart. This is a combination of profound wisdom and cutting-edge science. So all you got to do is just be open. When you have that level of rapport with your heart, you'll find that your heart does talk back. Before we get started, we're going to do a few minutes of a heart breath. So all you got to do is keep your hands on your heart and focus on the center of your chest, on your beating heart. Just focus on the center of your chest and your beating heart. If your mind wanders, bring it back. For the next few moments, next few minutes, just stay focused on your beating heart.
Namaste, 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 namo namaha.
Thank you.
keep your eyes closed and stay focused on the center of your chest, on your beating heart. Now I'm going to teach you basic body awareness. So I want you to stay focused on your heart, and I'm going to say something, and then I want you to repeat after me. And just notice what comes. We're going to prompt your body and your heart and teach you how to listen to it. So I'm going to say something, and then you just repeat it and notice what comes. You ready? Heart, show me yes. What do you notice? One more time. Repeat after me. Heart, show me yes. What do you notice? Now I'll try a different question. You ready? Heart, show me no. What do you notice? Again, repeat after me. Heart, show me no. What do you notice? Let's try that again. Heart, show me yes. Heart, show me yes. What do you notice? And then again, heart, show me no. Heart, show me no. What do you notice? Generally with my clients, what I've found is that a yes can be an expansion or a speeding up, and a no can be a slowing down or a contraction. Everybody's physiology is different, so don't judge.
Oh my God, it cut off. Maybe that was enough. Know that your heart is on the answers, is the wisdom space. It's the place where God, Spirit, resides. Remember, your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember that you're love. And remember, don't just dream. Live your God-sized dreams. Remember, family, you have the power. The kingdom of God is in you. This is Andrew Wyman, the Lord's Prayer.
How they should pray. I wasn't there, but I can't imagine that they may have sounded something like this. How should we pray? 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 Here's what the Lord told us. To act. know that he loves you forever. Can I play it for you all? Thank you so much. God bless your heart.